The Department of Homeland Security is looking to hire 15,000 new employees focused on border security and immigration enforcement. And today, representatives from Federal Border Patrol were in Philadelphia seeking qualified candidates. As WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports, there were some job seekers you might not expect.
When I get to the bustling job fair on the second floor of Temple University's Student Center, Agent Langione Molina stands behind a folding table decked out with green Border Patrol swag. He's giving two people his pitch in Spanish. These Colombian exchange students don't qualify to work in federal law enforcement, but they take pamphlets and put their names down anyway. Molina tells them that he himself is Dominican, but has U.S. citizenship. In order to deport more undocumented immigrants from near the U.S. border and within the rest of the country, the Trump administration called for a massive hiring effort earlier this year. But a report this summer from the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General, a kind of watchdog, highlighted some challenges. It found the process can take a long time and that the numbers of Border Patrol agents have been going down since 2011. U.S. Customs and Border Protection didn't respond to requests for official comment, so it's not clear how the new push is going. At this event, job seekers who approach Molina mostly fall into two categories, either young and unfocused or military veterans looking for jobs away from the action. Veteran Curtis Keyes served in the military during the 1990s and now works in human resources.
I'm a little long in the tooth to be doing Border Patrol and things of that nature.
Temple student Rashid Harrison says he is interested in Border Patrol, but the agency has some competition.
I have a few applications here from other places as well. I also picked up from Ally Universal. It's actually a security company.
Or, he says, maybe he'll go into finance and leave law enforcement to someone else. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.